I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Scene 1. Exterior. Goat and Arms Pub Garden. Day. David is growing vegetables. Brian's with him. Alright, David, what are you doing?
Basically, I'm renting an allotment because I want to get more organic with my diet.
You're not. We're in the pub garden.
Oh, yeah, quite right. We're in the pub garden.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I am growing all the different vegetables, all the way from the potato to the cucumber, in a hope to give myself...
List the seven vegetables that you are growing.
Carrots.
Yeah.
Potatoes.
Yeah.
Swedes.
Yeah.
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. Mushrooms over there?
Yes, absolutely mushrooms. None of them magical. All, above board mushrooms.
Yeah.
And peas and sweet corn.
You look so worried, David. Why are you worried? Have you got three things you want to tell me that you're worried about?
Number one is my eventual death.
No, I know you're... I know your eventual death. But has anything happened to you, you know, with... Like, you're being a bit funny around Frank.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really want to talk to you about this, but, something... very uncomfortable happened with Frank. And I don't want to in any way tarnish his name in the village, but he did try and... Well, he took me at knife point.
And was it Frank that did it?
It wasn't Frank. I'm remembering now. It was his brother, who's a twin brother, who basically... I feel demasculated saying it, but he
molested
me sexually.
He molested you. He molested you.
He did molest me. That's the technical term for it, yes, at dagger points.
What else are you worried about?
I'm worried about... I've had some nightmare affairs with OAPs around the town. That's now seriously haunting me in a big way.
Is Mrs. Glaucher one of them?
Yes, she is.
So what are you worried about with her?
Well, she revealed to me she was pregnant.
Yeah, but is she definitely pregnant?
I don't think she... I think that was revealed. That she's not definitely pregnant at the moment.
David, have you read this script?
I have. I definitely have read it. I understand where we're going. I'm just...
Right,
just a bit of a
look at the
game.
Script in front of you. Go back to last episode's script. What happens with Mrs. Glaucher in the Mrs. Glaucher scene?
She announces that she's
not
pregnant.
Look at the script.
Yeah, okay, definitely. She announces that she's not pregnant and that her and her son are planning a conspiracy against me.
Right, okay, right. And action. So why are you worried about Mrs. Glaucher?
Because it's been revealed to me, because her and her son were speaking loudly so I could hear them from their front porch, that I have not pregnated Mrs. Glaucher. And in actual fact, it's merely a conspiracy to actually ruin and mudden my name, taint, put a black mark next to my name, like I'm some kind of, sperm chucker kind of gigolo.
And what's the third thing you're worried about?
The third thing I'm worried about is Green Hope the pub, in the sense that, you know, we're not getting enough bums right. on seats.
It's nothing to do with Mrs. Frew.
No, yeah, put Green Hope aside. Mrs. Frew.
Cut. Look at the script. Look at the script, David, from last week.
Yeah, I'm
week.
Trying to remember.
What
she
did Mrs. Frew reveal? Let's just look at page 9.
Okay. Do you know what? I'm trying to remember. I remember.
You don't have to remember. You've got the script in front of you. Just read it. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah, I do apologise. Sorry about this, people. Sorry about this.
What's the script say?
It says that she arrived to try and ask me out on a date, and I said no.
No. Doesn't say that. You're lying. Look at the script. You just lied to me.
Sorry, I apologise.
She revealed to you that she's your nan.
God, that was a dark twist of affairs, wasn't
okay.
it?
And back to action. Me now. So what's the third thing you're worried about?
The third thing is that I had intercourse with a woman about a month ago, and it was revealed to me that she was, you know, my grandmother, which is obviously illegal. That means, you know, that's incest. And I think I'd be given a large fine.
Hello, boys. How you doing, boys?
Hello, Frank. You all right?
Is that Frank or is that your brother, Frank? Or Frank's... Are you Frank or related to Frank? Sorry, I know you have a twin. I just need to check for obvious reasons.
What are you doing out there? This is not Charlie. This is Frank, dear. What are you doing out of the garden, boy?
I am growing vegetables to try and embrace a more organic diet.
Has Charlie been around here? Have you seen Charlie recently?
Not since we had an evening together, no. And if I do see him again, I'll spray his face with mace. And I know that sounds quite...
That's a bit much, David.
Oh, no, he deserves it, Brian. He deserves it. My brother's a nasty sort.
Is he?
Yeah.
I'm probably going to need some form of cognitive behavioural therapy after that experience.
Well, just let me tell you that he's on the run, David, and I haven't seen him for ages.
Why is he on the run? What has he done? Robbed a bank? Or
he's just molesting all the local pub landlords in the area.
Is he?
Yes, Brian.
Why is he doing that?
Because he's a wrong'un.
Dear God. So there's other pub landlords that have been ruined like me.
Like you, boy. Could I have one of your carrots, please, David?
They're not actually grown yet. They're only in a very minor kind of infant stage.
Could I have one of your baby carrots, please?
Just give him one of your baby carrots,
yeah,
David.
Yeah, there you go. Have a baby carrot. There you are. There you go.
Well, I'll see you at lunchtime, and good luck with selling your vegetables at lunchtime to all the locals.
Yes, I'm hoping they'll be grown by then, but if not, they can have baby carrots, as you rightly say.
And David, don't worry about everything that's going on, honestly.
Really? Why do you think that?
Just don't worry about it. See you at lunchtime. Bye.
See you later.
Bye. Yeah, bye, Frank.
Scene 2. Interior. The Goat and Arms pub. Lunchtime. Everyone is enjoying their food.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, if you'd like to queue up here if you want peas, and please queue up here if you want sweet corn, and also if you want...
Hello, sorry, oh, God. What seems to be the problem?
Sorry, I thought you were an ex-lover, but you're not. Sorry, I...
An ex-lover? What does he mean, dear?
I don't know.
Sorry, I thought you were somebody else.
What do you mean, an ex-lover?
Yeah, honestly, I thought you were somebody
else.
I was
just asking where our mushroom soup is, that's all. Is that it on the side? Is that my mushroom soup on the side there? If it is, we'd like it on our table, please.
Yep, I'm going to put it on your table right now.
Thank you so much.
No, not at all. There's obviously a misunderstanding.
Not a problem at all. Take a seat, please.
I am sitting down. Would you mind?
Oh, okay. Well, remain sitting down. And here is your bowl of mushroom soup. And the same for your lovely lady.
Thank you very much.
Would you like a baguette form of bread?
Can I have my mushroom soup, please?
Yes, I will make you some more mushroom soup.
I've been waiting here 25 minutes. Can I have my mushroom soup, please?
Well, if you could just wait another 5 minutes, I'll make you happily more mushroom soup.
Can I have my mushroom soup, please, mate?
Yeah, listen, I don't remember this
many... mushroom soup over?
I didn't remember this many people ordering mushroom soup.
Oh, well, I ordered it. Yes, we ordered it too. We've been waiting 45 minutes for it. Are you going to serve it or not?
I am going to serve it. I'm going to bring out a massive vat of mushroom soup and I'm going to literally get a large ladle and
well,
like it's in a prison.
Don't say you're going to do it. Get the vat out and do it.
Quite right. I'll get the vat. I'll put it on some wheels.
This is actually very nice mushroom soup. I recommend it.
Right, thank you for the recommendation, but you know, you might be irritating the rest of them because they want their mushroom soup
just
now.
Get the vat, mate.
Yeah, I'm going to, absolutely, and the ladle. Right, here we go.
But,
just
are you actually trying it, David?
Yes,
have you learnt the words?
I haven't entirely learnt the words, but I've got the mind of the character. I'm in the zone, definitely.
Okay, make sure you are in the zone, otherwise I'll get a new actor in.
Oh, do you feel that it's not quite, I'm not hitting the marks?
I just said, I'm obviously not happy with your performance.
Right, that's not a problem at all.
Are we ready to go again? And action.
Yes. Bring out the vat, please, mate.
Absolutely, I will bring out the vat right now. Do not panic. So hold up your bowl, please,
thank you, mate.
And I'll fill it with soup.
Put it in, mate.
Would you like a baguette,
please,
with
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we wouldn't mind a baguette with ours, please.
Okay, only one baguette each. There you go, one baguette,
thank you
there
you
are.
Much.
There
you
are. I'll just pop that in your top pocket. There you go.
Thank
There's
you.
A baguette. And two ladles of mushroom soup.
Hello, David.
I hope you enjoy.
Hello, David.
Oh, gosh.
It's Mr. Gloucester and her son.
Yeah, I know who it is. This is just
Hello,
going to make
David.
Twice of these.
This is Colin.
Who's Colin? I don't think I've met you, Colin. Sorry, I'm Dave Edwards.
I'm Colin Gloucester. This is my mother.
This is my son,
right,
Colin Gloucester.
Right, in actual fact, Colin, we have met without you knowing. I actually overheard you speaking to your mother when I was stood in your driveway hiding behind a pot plant. And
cut.
I heard you two...
Cut.
Sorry.
A pot plant, not a plot plant.
Quite
and
right.
Action.
You.
My name is Colin Gloucester.
Well, I'm well aware of who you are, because whilst hidden... Behind a pot plant.
You don't know the words, David. I can see your mind working. Please, throw it away, be natural. And action.
My name is Colin Gloucester.
This is my son, Colin Gloucester.
I'm well aware of who this man is, because I overheard him planning
not,
my...
Not
sorry, sorry.
No, in the
sorry.
Script. And action.
Sorry.
My name is Colin Gloucester.
This is Colin Gloucester, my son.
Right. I'll have you. I know about you. I heard about you talking about me whilst I was stood on your driveway, hidden behind a pot plant.
What
All
do
right?
you actually mean? What are you saying? What are you insinuating?
So I'll tell you what I'm saying, mate. I heard you planning my downfall. And that your pregnancy, not your view, your mother's. Judge, in a minute, mate, all right? I'm having a domestic.
Cut.
All right?
Don't talk like that to the...
Oh, sorry. Apologies. So that's too much. I got too carried away. Sorry.
Action.
Where's my mushroom soup?
On its way. Here we go. If you'd like to come along with me, Colin, I'm just going to have to give people soup. And
my mummy and I are going to leave, and we'll be seeing you later. You're in trouble.
Goodbye, David. How dare you? How dare you?
Well, how dare you paint the image of me having an affair and sharing out
Hello,
my...
Hello, David.
You know,
you're right. Who are you talking to?
Colin and Mrs.
Well,
Gloucester. Yeah, I know they have, with their bloody tails between their legs, because I've revealed to them I know she's not pregnant.
Excuse me, I was the man that asked for the mushroom soup earlier with my wife.
Oh, yes.
You look like you've got six legs.
Six legs? How do you... Sorry, what, like a spider? Like I've got the body of a spider?
Are you a spider?
No, I'm certainly not. I'm Dave Edwards. I'm a human just like you. Sorry, I don't quite know... How do you mean six legs?
Excuse me? Hello? Is this Thorpe Park?
No, this is the Green Hope Pub. There's no theme park rides here. We don't have health and safety for that.
Hello, mate.
Bloody hell, what's going on, Dave? What's going on, David?
You're a spider.
What's going on? They're hallucinating, David.
You're a spider.
They're hallucinating.
Calm down, people. Calm down. Obviously,
have you read this script?
I flicked through it. I've got an idea of the dramatic
Right, what's
beat,
happening now,
certainly.
Then?
I think they're... Are they high on magic mushrooms?
Yeah, they are.
Right, okay. Right.
And action.
You're a spider.
Right.
You're a spider.
I'm not a spider.
Is this Thorpe Park?
No, right. You've asked that before. It's not Thorpe Park.
So, but I'm going to ring up the ambulance. David, sort them out.
Close down.
Yeah, David, Brian, they're all hallucinating. They're all hallucinating, David.
I'm going to get closed down. You tell them that they're hallucinating.
Hello,
can I have
an ambulance here at the Green Hope Pub, please? Now. Oh, right now. Right now.
Dear God, what a nightmare.
Scene 3. Interior. Goat and Arms Pub. The paramedics are taking the last of the customers to hospital. Well, that's about it then. Is there anyone else in there?
Well, no, I think that's all the people that were, high on drugs.
Right.
Can I just really publicly apologise? I did not
Right,
know
we've got to get
them
back. Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
Well,
bye.
Good luck.
See you later, mate.
A
funny one.
Just say what's happened.
Is this David Edwards?
Why?
My name's PC Plumpton. I've got a few questions I'd like to ask you.
About what?
About
I'm quite busy. I've got a van to
clean. Do you want me to go?
No, not at all. Who is this man here?
My name's Brian Gittings.
Brian Gittings, he's
Have you got anything to do with the mushroom soup?
Absolutely nothing to do with it. He's been doing it. He had a vegetable pot in his garden. He's been doing it all afternoon and all morning.
I did not know that they were magical mushrooms.
Can I just talk to you, please? Did you make the magic mushroom soup?
I made mushroom soup unknowingly that it was laced with drugs. I mean, I'm not a drug person. Do you know what I mean? I'm very much... The only drug I like is life. Do you know what I mean? I'm hugs, not drugs. So believe me, this is a real... ask
okay,
anyone.
Okay, Terry, could you cuff him, please?
Now.
Put your hands behind backwards, sir. Don't struggle, sir. Put your eyes behind your back.
Yep. Ow! Got your hurting me. Get your hands off me, you big...
Take him to the police van. Take him to the police van. Take him to the police van.
No, I'm not going to a police van. Brian!
You're the police van,
for God's sake, get me a lawyer.
Yeah, we are coming. The doors. In you go. Now, shut the doors.
No, I don't want to go in. Ow! Brian, for God's sake, get a lawyer. And get some money together so you can bail me out, for God's sake. I'm not a drug dealer.
Hello, David.
Is that Frank or is that Charlie?
This is Charlie. I've just been picked up at a local village and they're taking me to the police station.
Well, I'm going to the police station as well. And, you know, while I'm there...
Well, it looks like we're going to have to share this police van for the next 25 minutes.
Dick, I tell you right now, pal, you even sniff me, I'll bloody scratch your eyes out. Even though I'm handcuffed behind my back, I'll turn around and bloody leap at you like a wolverine. I'm not having you inside me again.
Would you like to explain to me what I'm holding to your throat?
A knife.
That's correct.
Thank you.
I'm really struggling with this one, Brian. I apologise completely.
No, not at all, not at all. I thought you acted the whole episode really well. So well done, well done, Arthur.
Oh, yes, pleasure playing with David. This episode's a very thrilling episode, actually, Brian. Did you write
it? Yeah, I did write it, yeah.
It's very good. You're a very talented writer, Brian.
Should we do that scene one more time?
All right, see you later, everyone. See you later, Pam. See you later, Olive.
Lovely working with you people. Loved it. Great time.
Thank you, all the extras that have come in today. You did a marvellous job. Thank you. Cheers, David. See you in the morning.
I'll see you in the morning, and I'll read the script next time. Make sure I know what's happening.
Yeah, if you could. Okay, cheers, mate.
Au revoir. Take care.
Oh, that was all right. Were you happy with the way you played that? Not a problem. Thank you, David, so much for acting with you. I'm learning a lot. No, I'm Peter, and that's my character, Frank. Do you know where my car's turning up, Brian? Okay, thank you, David. Thank you very much. I'll see you in the morning, yes? I'll see you in the morning.